Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Mickle Knight, where fun, family, health, and wellness are one. I'm an author, speaker, educator, nurse, fitness trainer, TV and radio show host, and definitely passionate about healthy living. Today's topic is healthy and happy, and you might wonder, where in the world is that coming from? Well, I want to stress it that this is for every place. It's for home, family, work, or wherever you are. What does make us healthy and happy? Well, I would say there are a few things that I'm talking about, and they are healthy nutrition, eating right, digest the food completely, hydration, and elimination, to just mention a few. Have you ever tried to live a healthy and happy life? If so, you'll know that it's difficult because some of the foods that are labeled whole foods, healthy snacks, organic foods are not that healthy for you at all. And when you realize that, it does not make either. Read the labels. Check for hidden sources. You do not want such excessive sugars. Doesn't really matter what kind, or high sodium content without the potassium to balance it, more fat, LDL rather than HDL, and oh my, what are those? Those are all different cholesterols. And what are you? What do you know about those cholesterols? Well, you can always ask your doctor, but I can give you a general overview of what they are. The values of the total cholesterol should be lower than 170 milligrams per deciliter. The values for the LDL cholesterol should be lower than 110 milligrams per deciliter. And the LDL are the bad cholesterols. The HDL cholesterol should be higher than 40 milligrams per deciliter, and those are the good cholesterol. And the triglycerides should be lower than 130 milligrams per deciliter. Well, why does this matter? Why does cholesterol matter? Why does that make you healthy or happy or not? Well, your cholesterol levels can help your doctor find out your risk for having a heart attack or stroke. But it's not just about your cholesterol. Your doctor uses your cholesterol levels plus other things to calculate your risk. And your risk factors are, or they include, your blood pressure, whether or not you have diabetes, your age, sex, and race, whether or not you smoke, and many more. What affects the cholesterol levels? That's something I've been wondering quite a bit, and I found that many things can affect cholesterol levels, including the foods we eat. For example, we can eat too much saturated fat or trans fat, and that makes the cholesterol rise, go up. Being overweight, this may lower the HDL, the good cholesterol. Being inactive, not exercising may lower the HDL, the good cholesterol. And after the age of 20, the cholesterol starts to rise. And if you have any family history of any family members who have or had had high cholesterol, you may also have it. So who determines actually what is healthy and what is not? And I was thinking about that forever and forever. And I go, oh my goodness, this is so weird. This is the FDA. How is it determined whether what's good and healthy? So anyway, there were a lot of things that you can actually find out. And there is a really good video to look at. It's http://nutritionfacts.org/video/who-determines-if-food-additives-are-safe. So go check that out. I'm sorry, I got cut short here. I don't know what happened. It still shows I have about 13 minutes, but obviously not. So I just want to leave you with this. You get a free gift if you go to thomson.enagic web.com, and you can download that free booklet about greener living, healthier nutrition, and all that stuff, and it gives you everything there. My name is Denise Thompson. My contact information is dythompson@micklenight.com, and the phone number is 562-335-4956. Until next week, stay empowered. All right, please don't forget the free gift, thompson.enagicweb.com. And I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Everything will go better. Talk to you then, and stay empowered.